In Arizona, conservationists are trying to weed out an invasive species they say sucks up too much water. But local native communities have relied on it for years. Some even consider it sacred. As KJZZ's Gabriel Pietrarazio reports, they're trying to find common ground.
Grammy-nominated musician Aaron White loves making a flute sing.
That's cool.
Thank you so much.
White, who is of Diné and Northern Ute ancestry, teaches a masterclass on crafting traditional native flutes made from river cane.
So each one of you, when you leave this class today, you're going to smell like river cane.
Before the pandemic, he only worked with timber, walnut, and cedar woods. But that suddenly changed when supply chains hit a snag and caused prices of lumber to skyrocket. So his flute-making business pivoted, finding an alternative material rooted along riverbeds in Arizona.
There are different common names for it.
Its scientific name is Arundo donax, but it's commonly referred to as giant reed or river cane, according to Willie Summers. He's with the Arizona Department of Forestry and Fire Management.
It is a large perennial grass plant that is similar to bamboo.
It's also an invasive species found in southern and central Arizona. It was first planted in the 1820s in California for erosion control along the Los Angeles River. It was proven useful as a roofing material and later popularized as an ornamental.
An noxious weed here in Arizona. And some of the reasons for that are its impacts on the landscape and on our desert river systems.
The fast-growing plant poses plenty of problems. It impedes access to the waterways and can even be a fire hazard when it dries out during the summertime.
Arundo is at the top of the list for invasive plant control and removal.
It's such a priority that the Arizona State Legislature funneled additional funding to remove the invasive species through grant projects. Since 2019, two nonprofits have been awarded more than $250,000 for this work. The Tucson-based Watershed Management Group was one of them.
This invasive species takes up 3 to 4 times more water than our native plants do, which could be affecting the amount of surface flow that we're seeing, as well as the amount of groundwater.
Lauren Monheim has led a team that shipped an estimated 56 tons of chopped down reeds and roots to a green waste facility. Now they're chipping the cane and turning it into mulch.
There's not a whole lot of uses for Arundo. Nothing wants to eat it. All it really does is privacy because it's very, very tall.
But local native communities would say otherwise.
I'm not saying it's not an invasive plant, and I'm not saying it's not causing problems in riparian areas, but we have lost that cultural value because of the change of cultures that we had.
Jesus Garcia is a conservation research associate at the Sonora, Arizona Desert Museum in Tucson. He grew up collecting the plant along rivers in Sonora, Mexico.
Because everybody else did. Right now, the ceiling of my house in Mexico is made with Arundo as part of the construction materials, and he's been there for over 50 years.
Like Garcia, the Pascua-Yaqui and Yoremi tribal communities, both native to the Sonoran Desert, have relied on this plant to build fences, baskets, and bridges.
In some cases, they even consider it sacred because it's a plant that is very useful. It's something that surrounds their everyday life.
Even music. Aaron White treks twice a week to a watershed near his home in Flagstaff to forage the reed he uses for flutes, but it's unclear how long he'll be able to continue doing so. Another nonprofit has been contracted by the state to clear river cane from over 11,000 acres along that watershed. The future of flute making and other native uses for this invasive plant seem all but certain. But those tasked with clearing river cane have shown interest in collaborating with tribal communities to figure out how to utilize it with purpose. For Here and Now, I'm Gabriel Pietrarazio in Phoenix.